Hi, this is Dan Drost, Utah State University Extension Vegetable Specialist. I hope you had some time to get your cool season vegetables into the garden in April. The weather was really good, and that late rain in the month really helped things move along nicely. My spinach and kale and chard are growing nicely, and we're eating radishes already. I've planted a few extras, and there's still time to do those types of things in cooler areas of Utah. But as temperatures warm, plant quality tends to go down, and the longer days also trigger some of these plants to flower. And so get them in quickly here if you want to still have some fresh spring cool season vegetables. May is traditionally planting time for those warm season crops. Check out the last frost-free date for your production area by visiting the Utah Climate Center website and looking for the frost-free information. I'm going to plant earlier this year, at least 2 weeks before I normally do, and I'm going to use plastic mulch under the plants to warm the soil, and then I'm going to put row covers or hot caps over top of those plants to encourage them to grow a little faster. Also, when you're seeding beans and squash and some of those warm season vegetables, check the soil temperature and make sure that it's above 65 degrees. You should be starting to pick some rhubarb if you have it this week as well. My plants have stalks that are about 12 inches long, and that's when I'm going to start to pick. Harvest those stalks on the outside first and let the younger ones continue to grow, and you should have rhubarb all month. Asparagus is also in full swing, and spear quality is good in these nice temperatures that we're having. Harvest all spears that are 7 inches long or longer, and make sure that you don't let any of them go to fern. This tends to slow up production. Pick the mature plants until late May. This is Dan Drost with Utah State University Extension.